Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Softball.
Joined now by Tigers head coach Mickey Dean. Coach, a look back at this past weekend and two really different days for the Tigers Saturday and Sunday. What was the difference on Sunday with the couple of Auburn victories as opposed to what happened on Saturday?
Honestly, I don't think our heads were where they should have been on Saturday. And, I didn't talk to them much after Saturday. I waited till Sunday morning. We had a team meeting and it was a completely different day. Thank goodness.
What was the message, if you don't mind me asking, what was the message to your ball club then Sunday morning?
You know, not everybody everybody's going to hit 1,000. Not every pitcher is going to be perfect. But whoever it is, we have to be supportive. And, you know, if I have a bad at bat, now my responsibility becomes being the biggest fan of the next person coming up the bat rather than going into the dugout and sulking. If somebody makes an error, I need to pick them up rather than, you know, getting real quiet on the field. And that's what we were doing on Saturday. We weren't being, it was a hard day, but we made it twice as hard because we weren't being supportive of each other.
Yeah.
And Sunday we figured that out. And, you know, after the games on Sunday, it was just not, it was night and day, and the team could see, all right, you know, we got to do this the right way.
Wins against Florida State and Kennesaw State are certainly important. And I think probably across the country that win against FSU was important. What was the key to that win against the Seminoles, Coach?
Well, the key was that we didn't sulk. Think about it. We get into it was either the first or second inning, and we make an error and they score a run, but we didn't sulk about it. We stayed energized, and Shelby really attacked the zone, and, you know, we weren't standing around on defense because everything was being active. And then we took advantage and put up a crooked number and we made it stick. But really it was about, for me, it was about, all right, what was our reaction going to be after Saturday? We come back, we give up an unearned run early in the game. How are we going to react? And it was completely opposite.
Yeah.
Completely opposite. And our team just rallied.
And won both of those games on Sunday. All right, Coach, now it's a travel week for you for the Tigers on the road on Thursday, and then it's a travel day, and then starting this weekend at Missouri. What have you worked on in practice this week, just as far as fundamentals or strategy, whatever, have you worked on this week in practice, Coach?
That's a funny question because of our travel, we actually had to take the last 2 days off. So this is going to be our first day of practice. So what we ask the players to do is video. You know, if you have seen how Missouri does things, they'll throw anywhere from 2 to 4 pitchers every game. And so we have to know the pitcher. We have to know the pitcher that's coming in relief and be able to make those adjustments immediately, because you may only face that pitcher one time. And then for them offensively, their power numbers are ridiculous. They've got 2 kids after yesterday, I think, have double-digit home runs. And they also have great speed. So, you know, it's going to be tough going to Missouri and play. It's going to be even tougher on our pitchers facing that lineup. We're going to have to play really good defense, and then we're going to have to put some runs up.
What is your message to your pitchers against a team, as you mentioned, that has the power numbers and yet will also run on you as well, Coach?
Well, we have to attack our hitters. You know, we have to attack the hitters and make them hit our pitch. We don't want to be getting behind in counts and then have to throw pitches to their strength to get a strike. And that's going to be key.
You talked about you could see up to 3 or 4 pitchers each game. Are they three or four different kind of pitchers as well?
Yeah. Hard thrower, a lefty. The hard thrower is kind of up. The lefty's kind of down. And then they have another kid that goes side to side. So, you know, you have to know, all right, this is what this kid throws, this pitcher throws, and have that approach from the very beginning.
This is your first SEC road trip. How much does it help that you have been on the road with this team already, the tournament down in Jacksonville? So you kind of know how to do things in an unusual year, to be sure.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons that we wanted to go and play in that tournament. We wanted to play on the road before we got to SEC, and we were able to put that together and get that done, you know, because we have a young ball club, and you don't want your first road trip to be a three-game SEC series. The nice thing about the Florida trip also is we played South Carolina twice, and so it was kind of like an SEC road series. Even though we were both on the road, it's still the preparation for that.
Coach, safe travels. Wish you all the best this weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you.
Tigers head coach Mickey Dean on This Week in Auburn Softball.